This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1112, print media group conversation for IELTS Writing Task 2.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Will the internet replace printed newspapers and magazines? Today, the All Ears English team tackles this common IELTS Task 2 writing question. Listen in for our ideas and high-level native vocabulary.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, guys. This is a rare treat to have on IELTS Energy, Lindsay and Michelle. Welcome.
Ah, hey.
Happy to be here.
Especially without Jessica here. Kind of feels like we've all snuck into a party without being invited.
Yeah, right.
We're happy to be here.
And this is going to be a great episode because we are talking about a topic that comes up often on IELTS. This has been a Task 2 question in the past about print media and whether you think, you know, printed newspapers and magazines are going to go away, or if, you know, with the advent of the internet where we can Google this information, or if we think it's worth keeping around. So it's going to be interesting to get all of our ideas because this can be a difficult topic to brainstorm if you're writing a Task 2 essay, or maybe it's a Part 3 speaking question and you need a lot of ideas, you need a lot of vocabulary. So this is going to be great. And it's a group conversation, which prepares us for IELTS listening practice when sometimes there are three speakers on that test. So I'm excited you guys are here today.
Yes.
Lindsay, tell us, where can our listeners find more group conversations like this?
Okay, guys, go over right now to allearsenglish.com/fast. That's F-A-S-T. And that is where you can enroll in our fast weekly listening quizzes, where you'll get a new quiz every week with a group conversation. Because at some point, you need to be better at listening to groups speak. It's totally different, guys. Different from just listening to one, you know, two people speaking to each other. So this is going to give you more challenge, and you can take that weekly quiz. So allearsenglish.com/fast.
Yes, that's the thing, because not only does this prepare you for IELTS listening, the IELTS listening exam, it's also preparing you to be able to understand conversations in the future.
That's
because
right.
We know IELTS is not the end-all goal. It's the beginning.
Of course.
And then you have your bigger career and life goals where you want to be improving English and joining into these group conversations. So this will help you get there. All right, let's jump into this. I'm excited.
Yes.
I want to know, Michelle, tell us first of all, do you still read any printed magazines or newspapers?
No.
The answer is no.
I don't get, you know, sometimes this is so sad, but sometimes I wish I had newspaper around, like, sound terrible. Like when, like for like wrapping gifts or like just like, you know, I've been doing more art projects with my son. Like yesterday we were painting. And so like I needed something to put down, you know, newspaper was great for that, but it was great for other things as well. I don't get a newspaper. I like the feel of a newspaper because I also like the feel of a book over a ebook.
Mm.
So I do like that feel. Like I love to do the crossword puzzle and now I do it on my phone, but I'd rather write it. Like it's something special and I like the smell and I believe there is value to it. Aubrey, you asked, you said something like, oh, what do you think will happen? Like, do you think it will disappear? And then you asked a similar question, but it's very different. Like, is it worth keeping around? So I think it's worth keeping around. I think that it's useful. And I think that it's nice to be, you know, also on the train, I've always used to love getting the paper. So it is nice in that way. But do I think it will stay around? No. I do think that there will be a time when it's not there.
Yeah, what do you it's think? Interesting. There's a couple things I want to point out in your answer, which is so interesting. And
thank
I
you.
Agree in a lot of ways. But one thing for you guys, listeners out there, to keep in mind, if the question is very specific and asking you about specifically printed newspapers and magazines, right? Talking about where we get our news. I have had students write an essay before and they start talking about books, how they love printed novels over like an e-reader without realizing that's actually off topic, right? For a task two topic, if it's very specific like that, you
I'm
have
sorry.
To actually talk about where we get our news, right? So just to keep in mind this, as we're talking about something like this, we're going to talk about books and related subjects. This is how conversations work. We go off topic. We talk about anything related, and that works for IELTS speaking. But remember for task two, to really stay on topic. I don't want you guys to write your essay and be like, well, they talked about books in the conversation, so I should be able to talk about books.
Don't do what I did.
Unless it's for IELTS speaking. But yeah, for task two writing, right? Be sure to stay on topic. But you brought up a lot of other interesting points, that it's a very different question if we think it's going to go away in the future, or if we're asking, you know, do we value it? Do we use it right now? Because we do still see newspapers. I still get the People magazine printed.
I know you love that.
Yeah. I know, right? And sometimes every now and then I'll get a newspaper, but it's true. It's kind of going away. And I agree with you that I think 10 years max and they won't be printed at all. I think it'll all be online. What do you
it
think?
It makes me sad. Wow. I don't I like that, but I think it might be true.
It's so sad. I think you're probably right in 10 years. And I think for the next 10 years, it may just become a little more expensive. Maybe the price of newspapers will go up because the scale isn't there anymore. So the cost of printing could go up. So that's my guess. You could still, for the next 10 years, you'll still be able to have newspapers at breakfast, which I love, by the way, being able to read a physical paper as I eat my breakfast. It's so nice just to read first thing in the morning. And I would pay a little more for that. But I'm also thinking about the environment as we're becoming more conscious about the environment. We want to preserve trees. And now they may start charging more. That's my prediction.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Yeah, that's a good question, right? Is this increasing deforestation, or are we able to come up with methods where it's purely recycled materials that are creating these printed things? But I was reading something recently about how a lot of recycling processes pollute the air so much that it's sort of a wash, right? For how much we're affecting the environment as we try to recycle paper. And so
I love that expression. That expression that you used. I know. I think we should just highlight that for our listeners right now. Aubrey, what does that mean? That is so natural. I love it.
Yeah. To say something's a wash, right? Means it all evens out. There's the same amount of benefits as disadvantages. And so it all sort of evens out, cancels each other out, and it's a wash.
It's like the good deed that you're trying to do by recycling can
just bring it back to neutral.
It's like...
Exactly. All of a sudden, there's no pro because the cons are evening everything out.
Really interesting. Oh, man.
So, yeah, I think it would be interesting to talk about. We kind of covered the future, right? We feel like in about 10 years, it's going to go away. But who do you think is keeping it alive right now? Like, for me, I think my parents still buy a paper. But what about anyone your age, your generation? Lindsay, do you still buy a paper to read in the morning?
No, we don't subscribe. I don't. It's more, going slightly off topic, but it's more the magazines that I will grab. So I was defining that relatively broadly. If I had one in the house, I would pick it up over the magazines. But we just don't. We don't subscribe to the physical paper. But it is my parents. So I have a feeling once that generation is gone, then there may be no more people to support the newspaper industry, the physical newspaper industry. My parents buy a paper every day. They sit around. They're retired. They sit at the beach.
They do the crossword.
Read the newspaper.
the crossword. Cool people do the crossword. Yes. I think my brother might still get the paper. I have to ask him.
How old's your brother?
My brother is 39.
Okay.
I think he still, I do have to ask him. I think there are some people who just really like it, and maybe there will be a revival. Sometimes things swing back the other way, but as Lindsay said, the whole environment thing has another, is another mm-hmm. situation where, you know, I would say almost it could be like a hipster thing, cool. But then because of the environment, it can't quite get there. So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm curious about that because I think you're right. We see things come back like cassette tapes. I saw kind of a push to let's bring back cassette tapes.
But no one has anything to play a cassette tape anymore, right?
Right? Yeah. You have to go to a thrift store to buy a cassette tape player. But yeah, I think it's true. Our generation, and part of it, I think, is what you're used to. You grew up with holding the paper and magazines and books, and we're used to that. And it's a sort of a comfort and nostalgia. And we still just love that. Whereas my kids, right, the next generation coming in, they don't care nearly as much.
No. We've experienced both. In our generation, we're that generation where we remember, where we grew up with, the start of, smart technology and things like that. But we also grew up not with that. So we're a very special generation because of that. And I think newspaper and print media is the same. We grew up with both in that transition. So I agree, Aubrey, your children, it's probably that because they didn't really grow up with both. It might just.
Yeah. Right. It's interesting. And then to pull off from that media topic just a little bit, because I think it is really interesting to talk about books because I, especially right before bed, I love to read an actual print novel and I don't like to, and I think there are health, it's detrimental as well to your eyes and your REM cycle. You're not supposed to look at screen right before bed is what I've seen.
Right.
But it's so soothing and calming to read a book from paper. So partially because of that, I kind of think novels will always be printed. Maybe I'm wrong, but
I hope so.
I think enough people love that. I don't know.
There's the other issue that they can be reused, right? They're in a library, a thousand different people can read the same book.
Right.
Whereas a newspaper is obsolete a week later.
Yeah. Newspapers are much more under threat. Yeah, I agree with that. Bookstores, it is kind of a hipster vintage thing. We going into a bookstore, smelling the books, library. It's a ritual. I think that'll be slower to go away. It maybe in 100 years, right? It'll go, but who knows what's going to happen in 100 years. But in the next 10, 15 years, 20 years, I don't think bookstores are in peril. So.
No, I agree. How crazy will that be if one day when we're quite a bit older, if books are just, relics. And so hard to find vintage
antiques.
And worth a ton of money because they just aren't made anymore. That's going to be
collector's items. Right. Yeah.
I know. And there are some like that already that are out of print. So they're very hard to find. But that would be nuts if every book is like that.
Yeah,
interesting conversation. Thank you for sharing, you guys, your opinions.
Sure.
For IELTS students out there practicing, some great ideas here to think about, some really good vocabulary that's come out of this. And that is why you need to be in this Conversations and Coffee program. We pull out that high-level vocabulary, highlight it, do a vocabulary lesson with definitions, and then you have transcripts for the conversation and a quiz. So get in there today, allearsenglish.com/fast. And thanks for joining me, guys.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for hosting, Aubrey. All right, guys. Take care.
Bye, guys.
See you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.